Kelly K.
So a woman gave birth to a baby boy on the floor of the ticketing center of the Miami International Airport.
Well, that sounds involved.
How crazy is that? So initially, first responders thought that, you know, it was another situation. But the baby ended up coming out just fine. So here's the conversation between dispatchers and emergency responders.
Responding to door 3, pregnant female, possible miscarriage outside of door 3 departure.
If it's alive, it's alive? Okay. Oh, hold on. Suction, hold on.
Rescue 40, your ETA. Baby was delivered. Rescue 40.
I'll tell you, there's one thing that I wish that I would have happened. For all of the coworkers that I've had who've been pregnant, not one of them has gone into labor around me.
We all feel fortunate about that.
I mean, because I feel like I could roll up my sleeves and...
One of my biggest fears, actually, both of my kids was that I was going to go into labor on the air, and that was going to be my option.
Listen, Kelly, I would have been completely professional.
Think about how that would change our relationship. If you had to see me in that realm.
Kelly, I didn't take a half a semester of pre-med for nothing.
You didn't cover that, sir. Well, you did not cover labor and delivery in the half a semester of pre-med that you took.
But I'm saying, I have a level head. I would have been able to keep my composure. I would have been completely professional.
I would have watched medical TV shows.
I would have made sure I wiped my hands with a disinfecting wipe.
Oh, thank the lucky stars that didn't play out.
I can't believe that was your greatest fear.
Being pregnant? Yes, having to give birth outside of a hospital was one of my biggest fears.
I mean,
to do it in the middle of the show, because you would be like, hang on.
Turn the mics on!
We're still in a song. Can you wait?
I know.
Can you wait until we're live?
Kelly, I would have cut into a song. I would have said, listen, Lady Gaga's got to take his back seat to what's happening here.
We've got to break in with this breaking news. Kelly is crowning.
Yep. Kelly's crowning. And I think that would have been great. And Kelly, you know what? How very selfish of you not to think of the show.
Missy, I should have been a team player and did that for the bit. No, Missy.
Exactly, Missy.
No,
exactly.
That's not the start in this world that I wanted for my children.
I you know what? And Missy, there probably wasn't a week that went by during her pregnancy that I didn't say, listen,
yeah,
I'm here.
Right.
If you need to go into labor on the show, I can help.
This show would be very different had Ben needed to see all of my bits. And a human coming out of me. I don't think anybody needed to see that. My husband didn't need to see that. And I ended up being sliced and diced both times. And he looked. I'm like, why are you looking?
But I would have been perfect because I'm not your husband.
Oh.
And I wouldn't.
Right.
And I would have been.
It would be clinical.
It would have been clinical. Yes.
Yeah. Mm.
Clinical. I would have been gentle.
Nothing but business.
That's right.
That's great.
See?
Well, it didn't work out that way.
I know.
And fortunately for this person, it would, you know, in the...
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're in the middle of a feel-good.
Exactly. You did hijack the feel-good a little bit, but the baby was... It's a little baby boy. Entered the world at the airport.
All right.
So there you go.
Kelly, is had you...
Yeah.
And it wasn't just you. There have been plenty of people who have come and gone throughout the radio station who've been pregnant, and not one of them...
They are all thanking their stars that you did not have to deliver their baby.
Ah, shoot. All right. Are you done?
WDJX.com, yes.
It's time.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's introduce you to Erica, calling us from the South End. Hi there, Erica.
Hello.
Hi. Erica is 5'3", has brown hair. I don't know what she does for a living. I could not understand what she said.
But she's at work. She's got her coworkers around that are going to help.
That's right. So apparently there's going to be a team effort to try to take Kelly down, I guess. And she's married. How long have you been married, Erica?
17 years.
17 years, you said?
Yeah, just about.
All right.
Nice.
Good deal. Well, good for you. All right, so can't beat Kelly. We're going to kick Kelly out of the room, ask you 5 pop culture questions, bring Kelly back into the room, ask her the same 5 questions. If you get more right than Kelly, then you win. If you tie or get less, then you can't beat Kelly. Are you ready, Erica?
Yes, we'll see.
Okay.
Are your coworkers ready?
Your co-workers ready.
Locked in.
All right, you're locked in. You tell them also to keep quiet on the potty mouse, all right?
They are in the rules.
All right, they know the rules. All right, let's say goodbye to Kelly.
Okay, bye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly. Bye. Let's have a bye, Kelly. Let's say bye, Kelly.
Bye.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. All right, she's out in the hallway. Here we go. Question number one for you, Erica. The CMA Awards were held. What does CMA stand for?
Country Music Association.
Which Mariah Carey hit has returned to the Billboard Hot 100 earlier than ever before?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Cynthia Erivo has become a household name thanks in part to her role in Wicked. What character did she play?
It's the green one.
Need an answer. All right.
It's
five,
Elphaba.
Four. Okay. The Louisville Sports Commission announced it's going to pause this huge race in 2026 due to extensive road work across the city and county. Which is it?
What county?
No. What is the race? Five, four, three, two, one. All right, got to move on. Paul McCartney joined a new musical protest against AI-driven copyright infringement. Which famous musical group was he a member of?
The Beatles, yeah.
Okay, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly, come on in. All right.
How'd the crew do? I know they weren't just sitting there going, go, Erica. They were helping, weren't they?
Listen, Erica, you did pretty good. You got four right, okay?
Okay. Well, that we can work with.
Dang it. Can we go back to not telling me how much they get right?
All right, here we go, Erica.
These mind games.
We're
going to
ask Kelly now the same five questions. Question number one for Kelly. The CMA Awards were held.
Country Music Awards.
What Next. Does CMA stand for?
Country Music Awards. What?
Country Music Association.
Wow.
Okay, she's got to be perfect now.
I have to be perfect now.
All right, Erica.
Dang it!
How do you feel now, Erica? You feel good?
They're already starting to celebrate.
Yeah.
She doesn't know. All right, here we go. Question two. Which Mariah Carey hit has returned to the Billboard Hot 100 earlier than ever before?
All I Want for Christmas. That one.
Yes.
Did she answer like that?
No, she did not.
Do I get bonus points for that?
You do not.
I should.
That's good. All right. Question three. Cynthia Erivo has become a household name thanks in part to her role in Wicked. What character does she play?
Elphaba.
Elphaba is correct.
The Wicked Witch.
The Louisville Sports Commission announced it will pause this huge race in 2026 due to extensive road work across the city and county. What is the race?
Did she get this one right?
She did not.
We're pausing a race.
Erica, she's sweating.
We're pausing a race. The marathon. The Kentucky Derby Festival marathon. I lose again! No, what is it?
The annual Ironman triathlon.
Oh, I was going to say that too. Oh, dang it.
Well, Erica didn't even answer. So,
oh, yeah, well, at least I tried.
Last question, just for kicks.
Doesn't matter.
Paul McCartney.
The Beatles.
Yep, the Beatles.
Dang it! Oh, Erica and her teammates win!
You got it.
Taking the crown from me and Trina the Terrible.
Erica, and the crowd goes wild at Erica's work.
Erica, are you still there?
Yes, yay, there it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. All right, congratulations,
wow,
Erica.
We're going to have to rename the bit. It is now I Can Beat Kelly a lot.
Can Beat Kelly. No, Erica, you did great. So, Kelly, before we depart, Erica, hang tight. We're going to get more information from you. You're a winner.
She's a queen.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Kelly, and I cannot beat Erica and all of her coworkers. Dang it.
There it is. Congratulations.
Well, see, way to go. I did some learning. The Country Music Association.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there the Iron Man's getting. I didn't even know they still did that here. I thought it was. Did they do that every year? I didn't know they do. Oh, do they really? Sorry. I thought it was just every couple of years.
Erica, hang tight. Good job.
I don't run or bike.
or swim.
All right, Erica, she's off. She's doing important things at her job right
she's
now.
She's celebrating right
now. Yeah, she is. Popping she's, bottles.
They're, you know what? They're doing like a conga line around the office, and they're celebrating.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, there it is. Can't beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Congrats again to Erica.
Again, we're going to have to rename it. Can't beat Kelly. Who's
I'm telling
the next
you.
One to beat Kelly? Because everybody is!
This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, we set the bar for your day pretty low. I mean, tell me everyone at work hates you without telling me they hate you. So as part of a team building exercise, this business in Colorado had about 15 coworkers scale a mountain. So if you can manage to make it through the day without leaving one of your coworkers behind on a 14,000-foot mountain, you're doing okay.
OMG! Like, nothing could go wrong with that, right? You're scaling a mountain. Like, how big is the mountain? Are we up going up Kilimanjaro? What are we doing?
14,000-foot.
Oh, 14,000.
Yeah. Yeah. That it's Mount.
I don't know. I have no frame of reference. I'm
it's
not a climber.
Mount Shivano. It's 100 miles southwest of Denver. It's about 14.
Is that
14...
something you need to train for to do? Or can you just like say, hey, let's go climb a mountain and that one would be fine?
So 14,000 feet. I've climbed a mountain that is 12,441 feet. And
okay. And you went to the top?
And I went to the very summit and it wasn't that bad.
How long did it take you?
I mean, it took me a little while. So an extra 2,000 feet is quite a bit. Yeah, that's for sure. But anyways, not everyone did the whole thing. A few people hung back on the team building exercise.
Hey, guys, I'm going to be down at the base bar here, and I'll see you guys in a little bit.
Right. There were a couple groups, and one of the guys ended up doing the last leg himself. He made it to the top fine, but he got kind of lost on his way down after everyone kind of left and took all their gear with them.
Oh, no.
And so they had kind of took and left stuff along the path like breadcrumbs to kind of guide them back. But they took it all with them when they left. So he made it up to the top, to the summit, around 11:30, around lunchtime. Got turned around. So he dropped a pin, texted it to his coworkers. They were like, hey, buddy, you're going the wrong way. So he sent another pin drop at about 3:50 in the afternoon. He was going the right way at that point, but then a storm hit. High winds, freezing rain.
No.
He got disoriented, cut off cell service. Coworkers either didn't know or didn't care. And no one told search and rescue until about 9 that night.
Oh my gosh. When they were sitting around going, hey, anybody seen Bill?
Yeah, where's Bill? So drones couldn't find him because of the storm.
Wow.
He was in black clothing.
Oh my gosh, that's not helpful.
Right. So he got cell service about 10 o'clock the next day, then called 911. They found him, thankfully. He'd been on the mountain for over 24 hours. He had a hard time walking, but he told him he'd fallen at least 20 times. Because you know what? A lot of people don't know, going down the mountain, once you get up to the summit, going down the mountain.
That's difficult too.
Is very challenging.
Can be treacherous.
Yeah, so
that's why I don't climb.
There are a couple morals in this. Mm-hmm. Remember that cell service can be spotty when you're on a mountain.
Okay, you think that if you're going higher, it's going to be even better, right? Not so.
Right? Don't hike in all black.
Right.
If you get turned around, it's usually best to just stay put.
Okay.
And then finally, don't leave one of your people behind.
Oh, wow. You go. I go.
Yeah. So the search and rescue actually said this might cause some awkward encounters at the office in the coming days and weeks.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That is an elaborate team building. Let's go climb a mountain.
They're like, what? Hey, Bill, we're still waiting on that report for you. Yeah, kind of like how I was waiting on you guys to come back and rescue me.
I mean, he's got a little leverage.
Right? I feel like he does.
Yeah.
I feel like he does.
I feel like he could ride on that you guys left me on a mountain thing for a while.
Hey, Bill, we're going to need you to come in on Saturday and finish up these reports. Yeah.
You left me on a mountain.
I'm going to go ahead and say no. Last time I did something on a Saturday, I was left 14,000 feet behind.
That is aggressive. Wow. If Steve ever gets the idea
to our boss
go climb a mountain together, I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm out.
All right. So there you go. If you can manage to make it through the day without doing a little team building exercise and then leaving your coworker behind on a 14,000 foot mountain, you're doing okay.
What point did the bosses think this is going to be great? This is all going to be amazing. Everyone's going to love
it. Everybody's going to love it.
Everybody's going to love it.
This is literally Colorado. So this is what people do.
We've got a former coworker that lives in Denver.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So there you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is what?
An example of what not to do.
All right. You know those like farmers insurance ads where they kind of go over the wildest claims that they've ever had, right?
And they're based on true stories.
Yeah. Well, they could add one. If you can manage to make it through the day without putting the car in gear while you're getting it on, causing it to go into a lake.
Oh, no.
Sorry, a river. Oh, you're no. doing okay.
Oh, no. I'm not sure they're going to be able to use that one.
Okay. Or maybe they could. So this crew in Philadelphia had to pull an SUV out of the Schuylkill River. How'd it get there? Police said, well, a couple people at the park early in the morning. And they were having some fun in the backseat of the car. The news was trying to figure out what was happening there.
Oh, well, they said they were parked in the parking lot.
Like we used to say, they were parking. This is what we, when I was growing up, if you were making out in a car, we were parking.
So kids, listen, this is back in my day. Called that parking.
Right. Well, the police said that the car was parked and that somehow they hit the gear shift and the car went into the water.
Back in my day, it was like in the throes of passion.
Yeah.
Like somebody would kick the gear.
So they're thinking, listen, they're thinking that they were probably in the backseat of their 2020 Range Rover.
Oh, nice car.
Do
the backseats recline in that?
I don't know.
Okay.
One of them accidentally hit or kicked the gear shift, causing it to roll straight into the water.
You got to watch where, like, things are flying. I mean, wow.
Listen, it's not a Volkswagen.
Right.
Those are roomier cars.
Yes.
Luckily, they made it out and weren't injured.
Right. But we're not sure, like,
it's not
how far along the session was.
The process was. Yeah, so it ended up submerged in about 9 feet of water, about 50 feet offshore.
Yeah,
so
I don't think they're going to be able to fix that car.
Yeah, could you imagine the insurance claim? Ooh. Yeah, water damage. How'd it wind up in the river? Well,
you know what is the weirdest thing? Like the gear just
went in the gear.
Like went in the gear. And then went in the gear.
I mean, like, how are we?
Probably mechanical failure.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, you never can trust Range Rovers.
I would talk to the dealership about that.
Yes.
Maybe we missed a recall.
So I would love to spin this into, do you have a story about how you got into an accident while you were getting it on? Because clearly that's what happened.
As an example of what not to do.
As an example of what not to do. Which this segment is.
It is.
It's an example.
Literally don't do that.
Right. I mean, that's the name of this segment. It's a setting the bar story.
Yeah.
But we're going to take a look at ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Turn the spotlight back on ourselves.
Sure. Just, again, more examples of what not to do. That's what we're looking for. Just
more examples.
More don't do that.
So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without putting the car into gear and causing it to go into the river while you're having a little fun in the back seat.
Oh, my.
You're doing okay.
Honey, watch the foot.
And I love the fact that we're already getting messages. All right, so we'll get to some of your messages here and your stories next on 99.7 DJX. We're going to transform you here on 99.7 DJX into the mystic world of horoscopes and star signs. Now listen, we don't really talk much about horoscopes or star signs on the show anymore, but we figured we'd make an exception with this. in recognition of National Princess Day recently.
Oh, great.
People magazine matched your zodiac sign with what Disney princess you'd be.
Okie dokie.
So let's start. Aries. You would be Mulan. Her warrior spirit and down-to-earth personality relates to Aries' energy. What are you again?
I'm a Libra, so yeah. It's gonna take a while to get there.
Okay,
down the list.
All right, hey, I'll burn through these, all right?
Yes.
All right, because really, it's really just about you and I.
Exactly.
All right, Taurus, you're Moana. Not afraid of anything, has a stubborn nature and a desire to do things on her own terms.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, Gemini. You are Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, sweet.
Social butterfly, eclectic personality, sure. Positive attitude.
Yep.
If you're a Cancer, you're Cinderella. You have a nurturing nature like Cancers do.
Oh, yeah. She takes care of a lot of mice.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. This is the Disney princess based on your zodiac sign. We're to Leo. You're Jasmine from Aladdin.
Ooh.
Flair for beauty and bling makes you regal.
Yes.
All right, this is my star sign. I would be a Virgo and Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
There goes the baker with his tray.
I hear the resemblance.
Yeah. Inner beauty, truth. Belle's compassionate nature loves the beast in others as long as they have a beautiful heart. That is so me.
So you.
That is so me.
To a T.
That is so me.
Yeah.
All right, Libra. This is you, right?
Yes.
Snow White.
Oh, wow.
Known for grace and beauty like Libras.
Please don't run away. I won't hurt you.
Patient, loving, social.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Libra. This makes sense because literally in my house, as soon as I sit on a couch, all of the dogs come running like I'm Snow White in the forest with the forest animals.
Yeah.
1,000%.
There you go. Look.
Yes.
You resemble, because of your zodiac sign, Snow White. Me, Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Scorpios, you're like Rapunzel from Tangled.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yearns for change, manifests her freedom. Now, Sagittarius's. This is like my wife. Merida from Brave.
Oh, that makes sense.
Doesn't want to conform to society's expectations. Enjoys her individuality. Also, a skilled archer.
Is your wife that is good so with my wife.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
She's good with a bow. She's a violinist.
That is true.
I'm telling you, this is spot on, Kelly.
Wow.
I don't know why we don't have a horoscope or star sign segment on our show more often.
Oh, we need to bring it back.
this is revealing.
This is so spot on. How have we been conducting our lives without knowing this information every day?
Your Disney princess based on your zodiac sign, Capricorns, were to you. You're Tiana from Princess and the Frog.
Yeah.
Business mind, hardworking spirit.
Sure.
That's your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Aquarius, you're like Rhea.
Raya and the Last Dragon.
Yeah.
Okay,
unconventional,
yes.
Marches to the beat of her own drum, independent.
Sure. Yeah.
Finally, Pisces.
Mm.
Pisces, your Aurora from, which one is that?
Sleeping Beauty,
yes. Protected through her life, wants to escape though. Yearns to run off with a mysterious stranger.
Oh, well, that's kind of strangely specific. I mean,
wow.
Trusting strangers.
Yeah.
Went to live with them in the forest.
That's right.
I mean, she was a baby, truth be told. She didn't really realize it.
Not right. Sure, yep. We'll do this.
Yep.
So, yeah, Kelly, live your life like you're Snow White.
I will. I will continue to do that. I will just, when I'm out in nature, I'll just extend my arms and wait for the animals to come. That's what I'm going to do.
And I will conduct my life like Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
No truer statements have ever been said on this show. I don't know why we haven't done this more often.
You need to take up reading. Belle loved to read.
Hmm. Okay. No, Laura, the feedback you're hearing isn't feedback. It's actually just the...
It's ambiance.
It's ambiance.
That's on purpose, Laura.
Yeah, that is actually on purpose.
Yeah, no, we're doing that on purpose. Yeah, that, sorry.
All right, I'll cut it. All right, so there you go. Oh, shoot.
Oh, gosh. Jason is also saying that. I'm Libra, definitely loving and patient, but in no way am I social, LOL. Also, there's a whirring sound in your background music that's making me think there's something wrong with my truck for a few seconds.
Can I not have ambiance music anymore? Am I not allowed to have this?
I know you're going for mystical.
I was.
Space-like, yeah. But it's throwing everybody off.
Everybody's like, what's wrong with my
radio?
I'm
taking my truck to the mechanic today because something is amiss.
Oh, shoot. All right, there you go. We may have to bring back the whole horoscopes and zodiac signs after this being such a rousing success.
Is it? Is this necessary to do every day?
Why
do you? We'll definitely need to change up the ambiance music.
It's 99.7 TJX. How do you convince your significant other to move when he doesn't want to move?
At all.
Let's get into group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Brandy, so what is the issue here?
My issue is I have been an Indiana transplant for about 13 years.
Okay.
Welcome.
I grew up in Louisville. All of my family is in Kentucky. They're like in the Mount Washington, Shepherdsville area.
Sure.
But they're all very close knit together.
Okay.
And we want to sell our house, but I want to move to Mount Washington or in that area so that I can be closer to my family for a while. And I only see them at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
My husband is very adamant about not moving to Kentucky because of the traffic.
Oh, he's scared of the traffic. Oh. Okay.
He's a very nervous person.
So you're trying to figure out how do you walk the line of convincing him to move to Louisville? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. Oh. I need something to convince him that it would be a great idea, but I want it to be his idea.
Oh.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
If that makes sense.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because well, and
if
the
it's
thing
his
is,
idea, he's more likely to go along with it.
Yeah, for sure. Sure.
So how do I convince him that Mount Washington is going to be a drive from downtown, but it's going to be good for me?
Well, I think then you got to just double down on the whole, I want to be closer to my family and spend more time with them, which can be, you know, great for you, too.
I said that, but he's like, no, I'm not looping over there.
Take him on drives around there and show him it's not as bad as maybe he thinks.
He knows it's not hard to get around.
Yeah.
The traffic issue on 65.
You know, fight the good fight for you and just say, hey, it's closer to family. We're getting older. You know, family's important, et cetera, et cetera.
And yeah, you don't get to see them that often.
Yeah,
and that's a problem.
I have said that I would like to be close to my family for a while.
Good luck. I feel for you. And we'll try to maybe see what we can do for you. Okay.
Yeah, just think of something I can say to convince him that this is a good idea.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Brandy.
That's tough.
That is tough.
When, you know, one is kind of drawing the line in the sand, digging in, saying nope.
All right. Man, that's a good one. 502-795-1997. How do you come to a compromise when it comes to moving?
Yes. Now, at least it's not like out of state.
It is out of state.
Well, not that far. It's drivable. It's not like across the country out of state.
Listen,
is what I mean.
Sometimes Indiana feels like a completely different part of the country.
Listen, the way that you shade and say, I'm never going across the bridge.
I don't say that as much anymore. I don't say it as much. There are people that are very nice and lovely over in Indiana, I'm sure.
Including Brandy.
Yes, including Brandy. That's right. But she wants to move to Mount Washington. I get that. All right. Yeah. So 502-795-1997. Let's help her figure out how to make a compromise with her husband.
We have to make him think that it's his idea to move.
Ay, ay, ay. All right. That is group therapy. Let us know what you think, and we'll take some of your stories on the way. So Brandy's trying to convince her husband to make the move from Indiana to Mount Washington. He says traffic, a no-go, don't want to even deal with it. She's trying to figure out a way to, I guess, get him on board. It would be closer to family for her, and that's the main thing for her.
But the key is we have to convince him it's his idea to move.
Yeah, Rebecca.
He's firmly saying no.
Yeah. Rebecca says, girl, tell him moving to Mount Washington actually avoids the Louisville traffic he hates. Frame it like, hey, I noticed you get so stressed with that commute. What if there was
is
a place?
Is this your Rebecca voice?
Sorry, Rebecca. What if there was a place we could live that kind of cuts out the worst part of it? And then let him Google it on his own and discover that Mount Washington has easier access routes.
Boom, okay. His idea. Because she mentioned 65.
Yes.
Traffic on 65 is a big problem for him. Michelle said, I did this with my husband when we moved to Shelbyville.
Okay.
I just kept casually pointing out houses with bigger yards, lower prices, saying, man, you would love not having neighbors right on top of us.
Uh-huh.
And after a while, he said, what if we moved? I just nodded like I hadn't been planting those seeds for months.
Okay, I don't know. Is Brandy in for the long game here?
It's Jedi mind tricks. Yes. Are you willing to start like planting seeds and
right.
wait for them to grow into his idea? Kristen said just start pointing out all the things he loves. Less noise, more space, good schools, safer vibe. Say stuff like, I know traffic really gets to you. I wish there was a place that didn't make you deal with that. And then wait.
I wish there was a place.
Men love thinking they cracked a code when you've already solved the puzzle. Are you starting to feel attacked?
I am starting to feel like
my
life is a lie. Brandy's just wanting to figure out how to convince her husband that it's his idea to move.
To Mount Washington, yes. Yeah. Hannah says, my husband hates traffic too. What finally worked was showing him the time saved.
Okay.
I didn't suggest moving. I just said, I wonder what areas have better commute patterns. Well, he's going to see through that because
yeah,
she's already said, I want to move to Mount Washington right. because my family is there.
Right. She's already said that.
Yeah.
And so a couple guys now rolling in. Andy says, as a guy, here's the secret. Make it sound like he's upgrading.
Mm.
Okay.
Yep.
He says, show him the space, the yard, the garage. Maybe don't frame it as moving to Mount Washington. Instead, you know, we should take a drive this weekend. I heard they've got some great neighborhoods in the Mount Washington area.
Well, let him fall in love with it naturally. Yeah, just go visit the family out there a little more often.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Do some sightseeing,
right,
Tim
we'll get
said.
To, yeah, we'll get to one more here.
If traffic is his thing, hit him with stats, but let him, quote, find them.
Uh-huh.
Leave a tab open on your laptop like best Louisville commuter towns.
Okay.
Say you were just curious. He'll click it, see Mount Washington pop up. Next thing you know, he's telling you that moving there would fix the problem. We're simple creatures.
You know, Brandy, after doing my own research,
I think I've come up with an idea.
I think we will do your idea of Mount Washington.
No, he's not going to say it like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah,
like,
you're right.
I think that you really need to move near your family and be able to spend more time there. And I thought that, you know, I need to convince
and,
her that
and
we
me
need to do
as
that.
Man of house will now choose. Oh.
Me make decision.
Me make decision. Give me meat now to eat.
Eat meat, make me sandwich.
Wow. We just kind of regressed all there. But, we're getting there.
We made up voices for Rebecca.
Yeah,
We made Brandy's husband a caveman.
Well,
this was fun.
We don't know anything about Brandy's husband. He could be a caveman. We may not be far off. Or he might be a lovely person.
Stereotypes unlocked. This is great.
All good things. Good luck with that. Hopefully that gives you a couple lanes that you can go down. And
also my husband's a realtor if you need help.
And I hear Mount Washington's lovely this time of year. All right, that keep us posted, by the way, Brandy. Thank you for reaching out. That is group therapy. Let's play a fun little game, shall we, called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Introduce you to Jackie calling us this morning. Hi, Jackie.
Hello, good morning.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
We're well, thank you. Yeah, Jackie, she's calling us from PRP. She's got brown hair, drives a Buick, is a full-time mom, and has been engaged. Get this, Kelly. Well, you tell him, Jackie.
13 years strong.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. We're engaged?
Yeah, she just wants to make sure it's She just wants to make sure it's the right decision.
Kicking the tires? Yeah. All right.
I'm not. It's just a piece of paper. I feel like I've been married to him since I've known him.
Okay. All right. See,
she's like, I'm not kicking the tires. He still is, though.
Okay.
I joke, Jackie.
Well, hopefully if you ever do end up
doing the dang thing and getting married and having the big party. It's going to be epic.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And if you don't, it's fine.
Spend all the money you possibly can.
All right.
Yeah, and, you know, if you do, I got a Michael Graves toaster still sitting in the trunk of my car that, you know, really would love to find a home for
burn
at some point.
Burn a hole in his pocket.
Jackie, we're playing Little Kid Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how it works.
Yes, so you're going to hear three magical stories. You have to figure out, is the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult?
And speaking of little kid, Jackie, you've got your little kid. They're helping you, right?
Yes, he's going to help play.
All right, here we go. Awesome. First one, little kid, drunk adult.
I was swinging from a clothesline and fell off and broke my arm in three different places.
A clothesline.
Dang.
Oh, wow. Okay, so he fell from a clothesline and broke his arm in three different places.
Yeah.
Man, okay. I feel like it's going to be, okay, we're going to say drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Okay, I'm going to say little kid. Because I feel as
though... The weight of an adult, maybe?
Well, the little kid, I think, is going to be... You can more easily break lots of bones that way. I feel like an adult's going to have stronger bones, right?
No, I think the opposite.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'm still saying little kid.
You could be...
They're going to say drunk adult.
You could be drunk and do it stupidly.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
all right.
True.
Jackie is saying drunk adult.
I was a little kid when...
Kid. Yeah. All right, what happened?
Kid, when my sister put me up on a clothesline and was pushing me like I was swinging, and it caused me to slip and fall on my right arm.
Now, it doesn't sound like it was like sibling rivalry. It just sounds like she boosted him up and started pushing him like a swing.
Yeah.
That's
it
funny.
It does look fun.
All right. 0-1, Jackie. Next one.
Oh, no.
Little kid, drunk adult.
I stole a fish from a tank at a fancy hotel.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
A fancy fish from a fancy hotel.
I don't know. I need to see a video. Like, I need to see logistically.
Yeah.
A fish from a fancy hotel.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Your parents would know. You think your parents would know? Yeah. You say, okay, my son says drunk adult.
All right.
Yes, I think it's got to be a drunk adult because it's probably up high.
Yeah, it's a drunk adult.
Like, how are you getting up there? Yeah, it's got to be a drunk adult.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah, you were.
You got it.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yep. That one's right. That one's right. Drunk adult.
My friend and I stole a fish from the tank at a fancy hotel in Las Vegas, and we did get caught, and we did go to jail.
Oh! Wow!
Hey, let that be a lesson to you, kids.
That is stealing.
That is stealing.
Yes.
I'm glad it wasn't a kid.
I know, right? Right?
Wow.
All right, last one. Little kid, drunk adult. Here we go.
I devoured a half-eaten slice of pizza that I found in a dumpster.
Trash pizza.
Dumpster pizza.
Oh.
Dumpster pizza.
Ben Davis has done it.
I have not done it out of a dumpster.
Well, you picked it out of the trash.
Listen. I feel like you're giving me a bad name
here. Okay, fine. It was in a box. It was still in the trash. The box is in the trash, and you picked it out of there and you ate it.
Yeah, someone took the leftover pizza that wasn't gone.
You still ate trash pizza.
And put it in the big trash can.
Doesn't take away from the fact you ate trash pizza.
And it was sitting on top.
Trash
and I opened up the box lid, and there the nice juicy pizza was still there.
It went in your mouth. It was trash pizza,
and it went in my mouth.
Did you get sick?
Did I get sick? No. Well, it didn't actually touch any of the trash. Sorry.
Oh, no, I don't know if I could do that.
So defensive.
I'm just saying, it happens. Eating trash pizza happens.
Okay, so what about dumpster pizza, boy?
Yeah, dumpster pizza.
Yeah, is that a little kid, drunk adult? Bringing it back.
Okay, I'm going to say a drunk adult because I would see a drunk adult being hungry after drinking all night.
Okay.
And eating in the trash.
Logical,
and
then, yes.
And just, you know, being a trash panda and
like
jumping
even
in there.
A kid is going to be like, nope, I'm not eating
right
there.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you're
drunk
saying
adult,
drunk adult.
Yes.
Jackie.
Adult.
Jackie, you're saying drunk adult. Okay.
I was a little kid.
No way.
Turn. What happened?
We were really poor growing up, and sometimes after lunch, I'd still be hella hungry. And one day, I saw a pizza box behind the dumpster, and I opened it, and there was a half-eaten slice, and I was like, score. So I ate it.
Oh, no.
Half-eaten slice? It wasn't even like, hey, it's an untouched piece.
No, it was half-eaten.
Like, somebody's mouth was on that piece, and she still ate it.
Now, listen, that didn't happen to me. When I had my trash pizza,
it was untouched piece?
It was untouched piece, and it was still in the box.
Pristine. Pristine trash pizza.
Listen, Jackie, you tell your son that that's fine.
Don't eat trash pizza.
You tell him that's fine.
Don't eat dumpster pizza.
All right.
Don't do that.
Jackie, thank you so much for hanging out with the show this morning. You were a delight.
Oh, and no problem.
By the way,
I listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, you're great. The one. Thank you.
Yay.
Jackie, tell us, shout out your son's school.
Barnsley Middle School.
Hey.
Yay.
All right. Awesome. Well, have a great day at school. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to hook you up with a prize, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
You are welcome.
Wow. See, do you feel vindicated that your trash pizza story is...
Yeah, other people do that?
...is not as bad? Well, yeah, it's like that.
Oh, it's
that
not as bad.
Worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Half-eaten dumpster pizza. Like, you have no idea where it's been. At least you know this was co-workers.
Yeah, this was co-workers.
Untouched piece.
Untouched.
Trash pizza.
You keep saying trash pizza. It was
technically, that's what it is.
It was in the box.
It was in the trash.
We need
more stories
I'm
like
that. I'm done with you. Done with you.
If you have one, send us a little voice note of you giving a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email at benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
Before we get to this, we need to literally ask the person if they want to. So it's the proposal, right? So someone asked a bunch of people, a bunch of couples, what they would change about their proposal if they could go back and do it again. 50% said no, wouldn't change anything. So even if it didn't like go perfect, they were still like, you know what? It's fine. It's the little imperfections. That's what makes it unique and makes it special. But the other half would change at least one thing. The five most common things, the location, the delivery.
Ooh.
Having friends and family involved.
Okay, yes.
The weather.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And what was said.
Ooh, so that's gotta hurt.
So you know that I've said on this show before, I am not a fan of public proposals. Like
they make you cringe.
They really make me cringe. Like when people do it on a big screen at a sporting event or something and the camera shows and it's like puts all the pressure on, you know, her to say something. I mean, I don't know. It just makes me cringe.
And that's why you did it in a parking lot.
Yes.
On April Fool's Day.
Right. So Kelly's thrusting me into my story real quick. I'll give you it real fast. I had the ring on Valentine's Day. I didn't want to propose on Valentine's Day.
You thought that was too cliche.
My wife and I were living apart at the time. And so it was long distance. So when I would come in on the weekend, I would bring the ring. And something like I was like, man, I'm just trying to think of like a good time, a good place to do it.
Did you think the moment would present itself and you would just be ready?
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that, you know, when it happens, it happens. And in the back of my mind, I kind of made like a collage of... us and put it in a frame and on a Polaroid picture. You know how they have like the little white on underneath the sure. Polaroid picture. I wrote, "Will you marry me?" on one. And I was like, okay, so that's a backup. I might give her this and just say, here you go, you know, and maybe that's my like proposal where I give.
Did you have a speech? Like, did you think at least about, all right, when the moment presents itself, this is what I'm going to say?
Now,
did you have that done?
Now, Kelly, you know that I like to wing it. A lot of times.
You sure do.
So I
you
didn't.
You sure do.
I didn't plan any sort of speech. I just felt like it was going to come from the heart.
So in the moment, you're just going to know what to say.
Yeah. So it turned out, you know, we went to see a band that she really wanted to see on March 31st. Well, we stayed past midnight. So now all of a sudden it's April Fool's. And so it's about 2 a.m. and the bar's closing. And I'm like, man, you know what? It's April Fool's Day.
Do it for the bit.
I could tell her not. And again, the only reason this worked is because I had been taking the frame of the collage of pictures and frame with me every single time I was going in to see her. And I was bringing the ring with me every place, you know? And so I was like, man, I'm just going to tell her this isn't going to work out. So we get out to the car. It's literally 2 a.m. outside of a penitentiary.
At any point, did you stop to think that what if she agrees with me?
So the my bit was, I'm going to tell her I'm going to break up with her, and then say April Fools, and everything's going to be great.
But did you think for a second she'd be like, you know, you're right?
And Kelly, I didn't have that thought until I legit started into the bit where I go, hey, I need to tell you something.
God, I wish that I'd known you back then so I could have stopped this nightmare and help you pivot.
But see, no, Kelly, it wouldn't have mattered because I came up with that literally on the spot. That wasn't a premeditated thing, Kelly. I had a couple beers in me and I was like, you know what?
This I would have had to gonna, be near you at all times to stop that.
This is
going to
be great. So yeah, so I said, hey, this isn't going to work out.
Oh, God.
And then she was staring daggers into my face.
See, it's this kind of stuff that makes me cringe. I can't.
And just absolutely confusion and going, what? And I said, but I did get you something. So I was thinking, all right, here we go. This is what's going to happen. I'm going to give her the collage. She's going to look at the collage and see the same that says,
I got you a lovely parting gift. It's all of our memories. Thanks for those. Okay, bye.
Yeah, yeah. And she's going to look at it. She's going to see the Polaroid stuffed in the collage there.
Oh, I would have broken
it. That says, will you marry me? And then everything's going to be great. So
I would have chucked it over a fence.
So I give her the collage and she's not even looking at it.
Yeah, she's of course, staring. Because she's blind with rage now.
She's just standing there.
And you're dumping her after you took her to see her favorite band. What kind of person does that?
Again. It wasn't premeditated. It was in the moment. It was April 1st. I was thinking this is going to be great. She's just staring at me and I'm staring at her and I'm like, look at the picture. So she looks down. She like literally like does a glance down, glance back up. And I'm like, you're not doing it right. And so
you blame her for it going sideways.
And so finally, finally, I'm like, all right, it's literally been like 2 minutes since I started.
Oh, and it feels like an eternity. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It feels like 2 years.
So then I say April Fools, and I get down on my knee, and I pull out the ring, and she is still so confused.
Well, yeah, because she's going from blind rage to happiness. It's a very strange little roller coaster to send her on. By the way, Kelly from Crescent Hill is throwing lots of swears at you right now.
Yeah, no, and I understand, and I deserve it, too. And so that was... So she wound up saying yes. And so that was our origin story.
Yes.
And so then later I was just like, I apologized to her for the engagement story and just said, hey, look, you know, I'm sorry. And she's like, you know what? I'm cool with it. I kind of like it now. That's our unique story.
There was an element of danger.
There was an element of danger. That I said, Kelly, I literally didn't think of until I started into the quote bit. And so,
because if it were me, I would have been like, fine, you know what? Yeah, I was thinking about that too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would have chucked it over a fence.
Yeah,
and
I know.
It'd be done.
I know.
So, I'd be like, no, you know what? That's fine. Nope. You know what? I was going to break up with you first.
So I would think if I asked my wife to grade her proposal, now she probably would say A.
Okay, but because, in the moment, maybe immediately after.
Because memorable, and yes, there was a story to tell for the ages.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And over and over again on this show. Yeah.
I mean, it literally can't escape me, so.
No, it really can't. And listen, Ashley said, if I could have my proposal done again, I'd want it to be intimate between me and my husband instead of around his whole family.
Yeah.
I wish I'd even changed my clothes and did something with my hair. I was wearing sweats. I didn't know what was going on. Yeah, no, I get that, Ashley.
Yeah,
1,000%
yeah.
I would agree.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So
you want to look cute because you know it's probably going to be documented with photos. A lot of people hire photographers to capture those moments.
But I will say the one thing that I had going for me is that we were both kind of dressed up because we were going out to see a band. So
great. Did you get it captured though on any sort of photographs?
We did get a photo after maybe like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Did you get someone drunk stumbling out of the bar, said, hey, can you take our picture?
I don't know.
Just got engaged.
I don't know.
She's holding up her breakup collage. Can you get that in there, too? Right.
Let's hear yours and then what you would grade it, okay?
By the way, I grade mine as an A. Got proposed to on the air. Yay.
Yes.
By a knight in shining armor.
Right. You had the knight in shining armor coming in and proposing on the show, which, yes, not a lot of people can say. That's for sure.
Yep, that's unique.
All right, so 502-795-1997 is our number, and we'll let you grade it on the way next on 99.7 EJX. Tony said, I just asked my wife. She said it was an A+. She couldn't say no after pasta at the old spaghetti factory, LOL.
Oh,
we're talking
nice.
About proposals, and 50% said they wouldn't change anything about their proposal, but the other 50 said, yeah, I'd change something like the location, delivery, having friends or family involved, the weather, what was said.
Yeah. Especially if you have this elaborate plan and it doesn't get pulled off the way you want to.
Yeah, Desi wrote in and said, I wouldn't change it now, but for years I would kind of wish he had done something other than proposing a Burger King with an onion ring.
I love it. That's great.
She said, I said yes, and we've been married for over 10 years.
That's awesome.
I get it. Sometimes it takes a minute to, like, own it and
you
say
you gotta marinate in it for a sec.
Okay. All right. That's my story.
That's the story. But you know what? You're always gonna look at Burger King and onion rings in a certain kind of way. The same kind of way, like I look at McDonald's on Bardstown Road at Taylorsville Road, as a special little place, because that is where
you had my
husband, like, yes, yeah. Like basically said, I want to get back together and you're the person and this is for real. And that's kind of the conversation that changed the course of our life.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Krista had said, I would want a little planning and forethought. I didn't receive a this is why I love you speech or a grand gesture of asking me to marry him. He never even got down on one knee. Ooh. He just went to his truck and grabbed the ring, gave it to me, and said, this should make you happy.
Oh, gosh.
Krista,
oh, no.
Are you still married?
Oh, no.
Are you still married?
This will shut you up.
This ought to make you happy. Now quit complaining.
Been talking about it so much. Jeez.
Fine. Oh my gosh.
Well. Oh, Janice is my ex and I.
Whoop. there's a little indication
there's
as to how it all went.
Shadowing.
Yeah, right.
We were watching TV one afternoon when out of the blue he said, honey, will you marry me? I said, nah.
Nope.
And then he doubled down and said, I don't think you heard me. Will you marry me? The second time, I said yes.
Uh-huh.
I kind of thought he was ribbing me for not paying attention to him. I really wonder what went through his head, though, when he decided to propose without any setup.
Oh.
Yeah, that's just kind of out of the blue.
Yeah, right. That's funny. Yeah, she said, or even any eye contact.
Uh-huh.
And she said, we never even made it to the wedding day because I found out he had cheated on me and was trying to choose between me and his other girlfriend.
Oh,
and apparently he chose me. Oh, my God.
I was the winner of the girlfriend contest.
Right. Wow. Those are a couple bold ones right there. Thank you, Janice and Krista.
Oh, got a text. I would change the guy that proposed.
Oh, well.
He didn't do anything at all besides give me his ex's ring.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, see, that's one where you got to just hit the reset button and say, you know what? Maybe the last relationship that I had didn't work out.
At least change the setting. If you want to stick with the diamond, like if there's meaning, if it's an heirloom or whatever, change the setting.
Oh.
That can make it a different ring.
Yeah. Did get a message from a listener. I would redo the proposal. Husband took me out to dinner and said, let's go ring shopping. Still married to him, but thought that was pretty crappy. Oh, jeez.
Okay. Well, but then you get a say, though. You get to pick out. It's like, especially if it's just like anything you want, babe. I would like that. That's kind of fun.
Got a message. My parents had a weird proposal. They were in the produce section of a grocery store. My dad said, all of our friends are getting married. We should, too. My mom thought he was joking. Just said, yeah, and just kept on shopping. Couple days later, she got to thinking about it. And with the serious way he had said it to her, was kind of confusing, and she goes to him and asks if it was a serious question or if he really was just kidding around, and he responds with, well, yeah, I thought we were engaged now.
Oh, my my gosh!
34 years later, they're still married. Well, I mean, you said so I thought precious. That was it. We're engaged.
Oh, wow. When there's literal confusion and you have no idea what's happening.
Good stuff. All right. So, hey, anyways. All right. Good things. Thanks for the stories there on 99.7 DJX. Hey.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets Me, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for this trophy that I literally hold in my hand. Losers go first. Kelly, I believe that was me.
It was. I've been on a streak.
Hey, Kelly.
Ready? Yeah.
My wife told me I had to stop acting like a flamingo.
Mm.
Yeah. So I had to put my foot down.
Yep, sure did.
However.
Oh.
She presented a great argument. And I didn't have a leg to stand on.
Double punchline. Good one.
Thank you.
Good one. Shout out to Marsha, my joke minion. What do you call a moose with no name?
What?
Anonymous.
Hey, Kelly, they're finally making a documentary about the world's most famous clocks.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, it's about time.
Oh, yeah. Do you have joke minions?
No. Is it obvious?
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What do you call a sad coffee?
What?
Depresso.
Hey, Kelly, someone asked me what TBH and IDK means.
And?
I told them, to be honest, I don't know. They said, all right, I'll ask someone else.
Yep, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
Koi fish always travel in groups of four.
Mm.
If attacked, koi A, B, and C will scatter, leaving behind the decoy.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kelly, my dad used to make moonshine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, up until he got arrested.
Oh, wow.
It was a whiskey business, he used to tell me.
Yeah, for sure.
Whiskey.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh?
What do you call an old snowman?
What?
A glass of water.
Hmm. Kelly, what did the psychiatrist say to his patient who came in wearing saran wrap pants?
I don't know. What did he say?
Clearly, I see your nuts.
Yes, literally.
In a clinical sense, of course.
In a clinical sense. Okay. You laughed.
What, are we going to let that one slide?
No, we're not letting that one slide. That was too big of a chuckle. Sorry, I win. Sorry, I'm saving these jokes. I'm saving the rest of the jokes because they're good. You just took yourself off on a little pity little chuckle, and I'm calling it. I'm calling it right there.
Fine.
Sorry, those are the rules. You laugh, you lose. That's the name of the game. That's literally the name of the game. Your little... doesn't fly around here, sir.
I'm sorry. If I'm so funny, I can't help myself.
So funny that I gave myself a pity chuckle and took myself out. Sorry.
Funny that I happened to wear saran wrap pants and it was a personal story.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Fine.
Wins again on a technicality. That
enjoy your stupid trophy.
I will.
Right. You laugh, you lose. Brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club.
You didn't even realize that's what happened.
No,
did
I didn't.
You didn't
I was
even
clueless.
Realize it.
I was
you
clueless.
Just completely forgot that was the
Thank
name
you.
Of the game.
All right, it's 99.7 DJX. Now, Kelly and I, we have a unique job. You know, I think probably one of the number one questions you and I get are, how do you even get into something like that? And
it's kind of a specialized area of work.
Exactly. I mean, it's not like necessarily, you know, going to the mall and picking up an application at one of the stores and, you know, getting a job. It is a little bit more specialized. I would say specialized almost like a doctor.
Almost like a doctor. Yeah. No, there is nothing about what we do that is anywhere near a doctor.
But we do get some random questions tossed to us from time to time from listeners, from people on the street, things like that. I mean, I get a lot of oh, hey, you know, what do you do? And it's like, oh, you know, I work for 9970 JAX. Oh, what do you do there? What I have heard you, whatever, blah, blah. And you kind of hear the conversation going that way. And you're like, my name is Ben. Yeah, I work in the morning. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, I never listen. Okay, great. Thanks. You know,
I know. And they don't really understand that's kind of an insult.
Yeah, but you know,
we get it. Not everybody listens.
Right.
But to tell us that.
I mean, hey, you know what? I understand. We're not everybody's cup of tea. And even that, you know, it's like, hey, we understand you also have options as to what you listen to and what you spend time with. So, yes, anytime you can spend with 997DJX and specifically us, that's obviously awesome.
We truly appreciate it. And also, I think a common misconception is people think that we walk around, drive around with prizes on our person.
Oh, yeah?
And or concert tickets.
Okay.
I will share an incident I had many, many, many years ago.
I already know what you're going to say, yeah.
Many years ago at a doctor.
Yeah. What kind of doctor was it, Kelly?
It was a lady doctor. And they happened to be big fans of a concert that was going to be in town and asked if I could get them tickets.
When was that, Kelly?
In the stirrups in the middle of my exam. It's a little awkward.
Like while they were going spelunking, they pop up for air and go, hey, by the way, guy in concert tickets? Well, did you find any in there?
While we're in Kelly's cavern, I just wanted to ask.
Oh, geez.
I did not, unfortunately. I couldn't hook them up.
Yeah.
So sad to say.
I do get from time to time. I think there has been several times we have been out or I've been out at an appearance or something like that and a listener come by and it's pretty cool. It's like, oh, hey, can you play a song for me right now? And I'm like, well, one, I'm not at the station, so I don't have that capability to like just push a button and go, okay, there you go. Boom.
I always say I'll text them at the studio, though. That's what I say.
Yeah. So anyways, what crazy things do you get asked at work? Which, by the way, we got a text from someone, not Kelly's Cavern. Oh, no. Listen, maybe we'll, instead of playing Radio Connections or Little Kid Drunk Adult, we'll play Is It in Kelly's Cavern?
No, cavern, it's all cavern, not. Cavern, that answer's no. Cavern. That answer's no.
Can you hear that? Can you hear the sound? If we're all very quiet, maybe we can listen and hear what's inside Kelly's Cavern.
Get out of my cavern! Stop it. Stop. Stop. That's exactly why I hesitated in my brain to tell that story, because I knew you'd do that.
Oh, come on, Kelly. If I can't joke about what's in your cavern, what are we? God. Kelly and I have never seen each other in the nude, by the way, just to let you know.
Well, I mean, technically I have. You were standing behind a guitar.
Yeah, but I was being modest.
Oh, yes, 1,000% being modest. Recreating a Justin Bieber picture.
What's the craziest thing people have asked you at work at Chelsea? Chelsea, craziest thing people ask, do you work here? No, I just love to wear the uniform. Love it so much. I love it.
I'd say no and walk away.
I love the uniform. You know what? The name tag. Think it looks great.
Uh-huh. It's just a fashion choice.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
Yeah, Jessica goes through the same thing for sure. Haley says, I work at a bank, and on a daily basis, we have customers asked to slide them a little extra or when is a good time to rob them.
What? Hey, by the way, just hypothetically, of course.
Just asking.
If I were to say come back and demand money from you, when would be a good time?
What's a good time? What's a low-key, not-so-busy time?
Yeah, a time that maybe I could get away with it. I mean, that's kind of what... could we slide them a little extra?
Could we make that arrangement?
That's probably... it's like a dad joke. It's like one of those things like, hey...
could you just go ahead and slap a couple more bills on top of that?
Exactly.
And it's like, well, do you want me to withdraw some more of
right.
bills from your account?
I can take some of your money out
I
for
know,
you.
Right. That's how banks work. Oh, that's funny.
You can
all
have
right.
as much of that as you want. Angela says, I mean, technically, I'm a house cleaner, so mine is kind of boring, but I get asked to do home repairs all the time or completely restore something that's been completely worn out over time.
Like, listen, buddy, I just clean. I don't fix.
Right. Like, I'm a cleaner. Yeah. I can dust that off for you.
All right.
Yeah.
502-795-1997. Love this. Tell us what you do, and then tell us the crazy things that you always get asked at work, all right? Y'all work there? Yeah, it's the crazy things that you get asked at work. I mean, we get asked for, you know, prizes, concert tickets, things like that all the time. Whenever we're out. Doesn't matter if we're at a work event.
Mm-hmm.
It could be anywhere, and the listener will just think that we carry tickets on us at all times, which now most tickets are digital anyway, so it's like, all right.
But Mackenzie said, I used to work at a bakery, and people would ask me if the walnut brownies had nuts in them.
Oh.
They're walnut brownies.
So
yes.
So, Rebecca, same thing. Just a few days ago, a lady stormed into our bakery and asked, do you sell real bread? Yeah. And she also left the store after this. People are so weird.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, yeah, we do. Okay, great. Just checking. Bye.
Okay, I'm going to leave now. Jill says, I'm a vet, and people always ask me about their pets regardless of where I am. I was once in the ER from said job, and the nurse was about to stitch me up, asking me how to help her cat not pee everywhere.
Oh. Hey, so what do you do? I'm a vet. Oh, great.
I got a question for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Kelly from Crescent Hill. When I worked at a movie theater, people would ask for their money back if they didn't like the movie. And we're all like, you know, we didn't make the movie, right? Oh my gosh.
You realize we're just the deliverer of the movie.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Brooke says, you guys crack me up. I work with all guys in an automotive store.
Uh-huh.
Great job. Yeah. I love it. But when I first started, one of the guy employees asked me, can I grab your butt? It's just so juicy looking.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that's a little. Anyway, needless to say, I had to walk away and just shake my head. Then I realized while I was walking away, he was staring at my juicy butt.
Oh.
LOL.
Chelsea texted and said, I used to bartend, and when I was pregnant, I was asked multiple times how much for a shot of milk. Oh, wow. That is bold. Bold.
That is a bold move, but crazy probably things, something from drunk people.
Crazy things you get asked at work. Again, kind of along the lines. Angie said, I work in a food store. Customer comes in, looks around for a bit. 5 minutes later, comes to the counter. Do you sell food? I gesture with my arms at all the food we have. Yes. Customer then leaves. Okay, just checking. Bye.
Oh, my gosh. Another one. I work for the post office. Had a customer, mid-20-ish, come in, ask for a $250 money order. I printed it. This was in the old days before we had fancy equipment that requires payment before printing, and gave him the total. He looked at me in complete shock and said, I don't have any money. That's why I'm ordering it.
Oh boy, God, buddy.
If only it was that easy. I would like to order $250, please.
Yes, I would like a certified check.
Right.
Thank you. Go ahead and make it out to me, please.
It is neat how that works.
Yeah, Jen, she texts in, I'm an accountant. Everyone asks me to do their taxes. No, doesn't work that way. Thanks.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
a customer walked into the coffee shop I worked at
and
asked if they could sprinkle some of their deceased loved one's ashes onto their latte.
What? What?
I politely declined and explained that it was against health regulations to serve food or beverages with human remains in them.
All right, we're done. We're done.
Wow.
We're done. We're done.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, on that latte, I'm going to hand you an urn.
And if you could sprinkle some of Grandpa on it, that'd be great.
I want to ingest Grandpa.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for all the stories. Those were fun. Crazy things you get asked while at work.
Wow.
On 99.7 DJX. We're just talking about, like, the crazy things you get asked while at work. You know, Kelly and I, we get asked a lot of things like, hey, do you have concert tickets? 100% of the time. But, you know, that's not necessarily crazy. Some people think that we can control the radio from wherever we are.
Sure, we do have insider info and or influence.
Sure, we do, but that doesn't mean that we can necessarily manipulate what's happening on the radio in that very instance.
Correct. I always do say I'll call in the request.
Right, right.
Yes.
We got a message from Dale. I work at a grocery in the meat department, and I have people ask all the time if we sell grass-fed salmon. Free-range grass-fed salmon. Yes.
You know what? I don't think we do. Not really sure where you can find that.
You know what? They love the grass. It's delicious.
Sure. Okay. Got another message. Worked out of Five Guys. I've had people ask me for lots of things we don't sell. Pepperoni pizza, garlic, parmesan, truffle fries, corn dogs, chicken nuggets, chicken tenders, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But the weirdest request I got by far was from a very interesting lady.
Uh-huh.
She asked if we could take a large soda cup and fill it with chocolate syrup from the milkshake station. We obliged. and then she grabbed a cup of free peanuts.
Sure.
And dip them into the chocolate syrup, eating them shells and all.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever fully recovered from that.
I don't think I've ever fully recovered from that. Oh my gosh, that's funny. Crystal from Mount Washington said, I work at a bank. I love it when someone calls my cell phone on a Sunday because their debit card isn't working. Like, I can just look at their account from wherever I am.
Oh, gosh. Like, I guess that, yes, you probably have their cell phone on, like, a business card, if they have a business card.
Yeah.
Personal, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, you know, also, she's from Mount Washington. Sometimes those small-town banks, you know, it's a little bit more personal than
absolutely
some of the bigger ones.
Jessica says, the funniest thing that happened when I worked retail was this older gentleman came in to return a toaster.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't like talking to people.
Okay.
According to the note that his wife sent with him.
Oh.
He just smiled and took the money and walked away.
Did he literally hand her ransom note?
No, he wrote him a note saying, I'd like to return this so he wouldn't have to speak words to the clerk.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Well, that's also a wife that has literally lived with the dude for a long time.
Oh, 1,000%.
And it's like, this guy at this point ain't going to change. So nope. This is what we're going to do.
Yep. I'll just write the note, say the words for him. Stephanie says, I'm a stay-at-home mom, so my wildest thing that I'm asked from my little clients is, Mom, can you wipe my butt?
Oh, and clients. Yeah, okay.
All in a day's
got
work.
Got it.
Hardest all job right. in the world.
I understand that maybe there are things in your life today that you are not looking forward to. Maybe you are sitting there going, I am dreading going into work today or school today because of this. Well, just know that there are people that are having worse days. Courtesy of the website, fmylife.com.
For example, today I went to work. All day, all I wanted to eat was my favorite cheese, which was waiting for me at home.
Yes.
I came home.
Yeah.
Someone had eaten it.
Oh.
And put the empty wrapper back in the fridge.
Oh.
Yeah.
F my life. Today, my boyfriend of 3 years, Dennis, decided to propose.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, it would have been perfect, except he did it during my family's annual barbecue, and his proposal was drowned out by my drunk uncle singing karaoke. Shot through the heart, but you're to blame,
yeah, that was
darling.
Probably it.
You give love.
Absolutely.
Will you marry me?
That was probably exactly how that played out, but it would make an iconic video, though.
Right.
To play at the wedding reception, right? Today, while rushing to school, I hurriedly checked my reflection in a parked car's window.
Mm-hmm.
After a few seconds of patting down my hair, The blacked out window of the car rolled down to reveal a family awkwardly watching.
I'll tell you, sometimes those tinted windows are so dark.
You can't see anything inside.
You
think it's an empty car. You're just going to use it as a little mirror. Just do a little touch up.
Yeah, just yesterday, I got a ride with our boss, and he's got tinted windows in his Suburban. And I went to jump in the back seat, and someone was sitting right there. And I was like, sorry. These are a bunch of people who are having worse days than you, spelled out on the website fmylife.com. Today, driving home with my girlfriend. As we turned onto our block, she shrieked that her dog was running down the street and into traffic.
Oh, no.
So, like a hero.
Yeah.
I jump out of the moving car and chased him for about a mile.
Oh, not all heroes wear capes.
That's right. Only to give up, go home, and find out it wasn't even our dog.
Oh.
Well, silver lining, dog safe, right?
I hope.
Hopefully he wasn't injured. Finally, today, after much reluctance due to fear of causing a huge debate.
Mm-hmm.
I finally posted something on Facebook about the presidential election.
Oh, no.
However, the post sparked an argument with my mom's childhood best friend that ended with her telling me that my dad isn't actually my dad.
Oh. What a way to find out.
There's no way you could have seen how sideways that was going to go.
There's no way
you could see that.
All that in the comments. Wow. All right. Well,
they're having a worse day than you.
Yeah,
no
exactly.
Matter what you have to face today, hopefully your dad is still your dad.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's for sure.